More than 100 people gathered in front of the Golden Leaves sculpture of Gordon Lightfoot in Tuthoke Park on Wednesday to honor the life and legacy of the beloved singer 1 year after his death. The Lightfoot Days Festival Committee organized the event in honor of the internationally famous singer-songwriter who was born and raised in Orillia. John Winchester, the president of the local grassroots committee, says the event allowed fans to reflect on Lightfoot's musical legacy. "When he passed away a year ago, it was hard to believe that it actually happened," he said. "We need to remember how important he was to the social fabric of this country." Winchester says Lightfoot told Canada's stories and shared lessons about life through his music and his lyrics. "I think it's really important that we continue to celebrate what he meant to Canadian music," he said. Winchester says Lightfoot never forgot his roots that were deeply entrenched in Orillia, where his love of singing was nurtured. He always came back to visit family and did a number of fundraising concerts here free of charge, he said. "He was first and foremost a boy from a small town." Winchester was pleased to see a wonderful turnout for Wednesday's event. Orillia Mayor Don McIsaac was in attendance during Wednesday's celebration of Lightfoot. "Gordon Lightfoot was more than just a musician," he said. "He was a storyteller. He captured the essence of Canada and its people." McIsaac says it wasn't only Lightfoot's music that made him a legend. "He was a humble and gracious man," he said. "He never forgot his roots. He loved Orillia and we loved him back." McIsaac says Lightfoot's music will continue to inspire future generations of musicians and music lovers. June Pye from Ramara says she attended the event on Wednesday afternoon because Lightfoot is a part of our local legacy. "He was very important to all of us," she said. "We all loved him." Lightfoot's music has touched the lives of people throughout the world, Pye says. "He's an Orillian, he was born here and went to our church," she said. "Everyone is proud of him." Pye said the atmosphere at Wednesday's gathering was joyous. She pledged to celebrate Lightfoot every day in her heart. "We as Orillians can come and walk through here every day," she said. "Memories don't go away, they are always with us." Gail Jerry, who is originally from Toronto and currently lives at the Leacock Retirement Lodge, followed Lightfoot's career since its very beginning. "I like his storytelling," she said. "I like his songs, I like his voice, I like everything about him." Jerry says it's important for fans of Lightfoot to gather in Orillia each year to celebrate his career. "His hometown was important to him," she said. "He's important to us, which is why we all came here today." Fittingly, today's event included Lightfoot's music. Local musician Steve Porter performed Face of a Thousand People, while local elder Jeff Minogue performed a rendition of Christian Island, a magical Lightfoot song. Adding a touch of Celtic flair to the tribute, the Brant Street Session, a Celtic group from Orillia, performed, and Brant Street Session member Alan Cooper sang Too Ra Loo Ra Loo Rawl, honoring the profound Celtic influences woven into some Lightfoot's music. Jerry says she is looking forward to attending the Lightfoot Days Festival from October 31 to November 3. For more information about the festival, click here.